And welcome to this journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Catalina Albano. This week, we're going to be looking at how newsrooms work with data to tell stories and where they could do better. We are generating more and more data in our day-to-day lives as we are increasingly connected, and organizations in the UK and in other parts of the world are also releasing datasets to the public, providing reporters with a new source of stories. But are newsrooms well-equipped to make the most of it? Can news outlets first find data relevant to their communities and then discover the stories it tells? Tom Fell, journalism lecturer at City University London, is one of the editors of Data Journalism Inside the Global Future. He says most newsrooms still have a way to go.
I think there are a couple of high-end newsrooms like The Guardian, The Financial Times, who are specifically interested in specific types of data and who have specific skills. But by and large, most newsrooms around the country, in the UK or in any country really, don't have the skill set required to be able to interrogate data, to find stories in data. There's so much we now know about data journalism. One of the biggest scandals is actually that so much isn't being reported, because the skill sets in newsrooms just simply isn't there.
He says part of the reason why journalists don't look to data for stories as much as they should is because there is a certain fear of numbers in the industry. But data journalism isn't about being good at maths.
Data journalism is not about science or maths or statistics. It's about understanding how to find stories buried in data. Of course, there's a skill set required, but it isn't actually that difficult to do. A one-day course in data journalism would actually get any local journalist in any regional newspaper in the country or a local radio station in the country up to speed with the basics. Things like being able to interrogate a data set, being able to use pivot tables, being able to filter data, sort data, and find patterns in data and find stories. Good old-fashioned journalism has always been about beating the streets, using sources, finding stories. There's no real difference between finding stories in the normal way on a crime beat and finding stories in data. It's simply that data sets or digital sources are your notebook and pen.
At The Times and The Sunday Times, a data team was set up a little over 2 years ago. Led by data editor Megan Lucero, the team includes three other members of staff, of which one is a statistician.
I think everyone has to start with having a basic stats 101 understanding, a really good understanding of how to look at data, manipulate data, whether that's a basic Excel. Beyond that, understanding the potential for scraping or for looking at code. And you start there. You start with just being able to handle data and be able to manipulate it. And then from that, you learn and you educate your newsroom according to what you need.
But not every news organization is in the position of setting up a specialist team like The Times did.
If you don't have the means or the resources to invest in that, starting with getting the people that are most open to it, that the most easily adapted to that, to start there. And there's all kinds of online courses and all kinds of courses that are out there that people can slowly do tutorials once a week and start building it up, using stories that they want to investigate and building on top of it.
We have seen a number of different takes on including more numbers in stories in recent years. They vary from simply including a graph alongside a story to news outlets that have put data at the center of their news gathering.
I think that, there's been some really great groups who've taken that on. Mir had a site called Amped, which is no longer around, but they really kind of help simplify things for people. And I think no matter what, as journalists, helping to simplify something complex is really important. And if your goal is to just make them kind of nuggets, digestible things that people can access, that's really important. My team is focused on investigations, but it is important to go forward and look at how do we make something complex quite simple? How can we make this digestible for readers? How do we make data something not scary and something that people can really eat up? I have a slight issue with if your intent is to produce data regularly, you're going to fulfill that by finding that data to do it. I think that the source should definitely be, where is the story? What are we investigating? Data is the means through that, and then you publish a story. Not the other way around, which is we have to produce something that is data, which is going to lead you to a bias.
So how does The Times work with data to ensure it adds value to the reporting process?
So one of my data journalists best coined it by saying that We are not on the web, we are of the web. So it's really important for us not to just be another contributor to the noise. So we're not looking at just throwing more numbers and more figures or more data up onto a website or even into a printed page. We believe in using the very fabric of it, because really data journalism isn't anything new, and our team wanted to reinvent what that would be. So we use computing, statistical analysis, things that a human could never do in order to find stories that no one else can find.
What can newsrooms who feel like they are falling behind do to get the most of the data available to them? Fel outlined the key things he would do if he were editing a small regional paper, and why it's important that local publishers especially look to data for stories.
I think there's three issues. One is training, and I think if you haven't got somebody on your team that is trained as a data journalist, then send your reporters to get trained. So get training in data journalism reporting and then visualizations. The second thing along the lines of visualizations is think far more creatively about how you can tell stories with data online, because one of the big problems with local journalism in the UK is that the numbers are so small, simply not able to engage critical mass. A couple of thousand visitors here, a couple of thousand visitors there, it's never going to really engage critical mass. So all of the local editors, all of the local groups are looking for ways to bring more people to their websites, to engage audiences, to keep them coming back, to build communities online, so that eventually, when the transition does come, you'll have a loyal following, you'll have a readership digitally, who you can convert from print onto digital. Data is one of the really great ways of driving user-generated content, of driving engagement with local audiences. If you look at what's happening in the States, everything from telling stories about broken playgrounds to potholes to fly tipping, data journalism is being used, you know, to tell those local stories on a really local level. You know, crime stats, you know, how dangerous is my street? How many crimes are on my street? Those kinds of stories can be told with data if you have the skill set to do it. So I think a second key skill set will be that visualization, almost journalism meets computer coding meets web development. The third one probably is around culture. You have to start thinking digitally. You have to start thinking about, well, if we're moving away from print, what key skill sets are we going to need? And that cultural change really hasn't happened in newsrooms, apart from at the very top level, in the kind of big global newsrooms that happen to be based in the UK, like The Guardian. But it hasn't filtered down. So I think if I was an editor of a local or a regional newspaper, I'd be thinking around, you know, training for staff, around visualization and driving audience engagement online, and about the cultural change needed to really drive data and for it to become one of the key drivers of engagement in the next 5-10 years.
So what stories could you be missing out on in your community? Fel explains which sources of data journalists could be looking to for stories.
The obvious one is the police data blog. So every crime that happens in an area is recorded and published monthly now. So you can map crime stats, burglaries, break-ins, you know, all that sort of stuff. But moving away from that, I would say environmental data is really readily available. So how safe is my area in terms of air quality? Chemicals are being emitted from what kind of companies that are in my local area. Looking around to road traffic accidents, potholes being recorded, things like safer streets, businesses that might record data. So, you know, really in every walk of life now, as we know, so much data is being recorded. School stats, league tables for schools, what the results are, how they compare. So, you know, if you're covering a beat in a city, education, for example, which schools stack up in terms of A-level results, with schools stack up in terms of quality of the student experience. It isn't all about results, obviously, but you can use data to tell those kinds of stories. Finding reports into nursing homes, into hospitals, into creches, all of the quality of life indicators that are measured by government or by public bodies, all of those produce data that we can use to tell stories, to map, and to visualise. People are interested in those stories. It drives engagement, it drives audiences. So newspapers that cotton onto that, are media organisations that cotton onto that pretty quickly, will find that their numbers digitally are going to increase. And that's what this game is about. It's about getting people to come to your site and to come back the following day and the following day and the following day, and to share that on social media and you know, increase your community, increase your engagement.
You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. If you'd like to know more about working with data, join us at the News Rewired Digital Journalism Conference on the 1st of December in London, where Megan Lucero will be taking part in a data storytelling workshop. The full programme for the day and tickets are available on newsrewired.com or journalism.co.uk.